Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Well, Sam, I know you don't like the result, but when you look at the overall game that you played against Minnesota, you can't be too upset with the overall game that the team played.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of positives to take away from it. A few things we obviously can improve upon, just get more bodies to the net, which I think we'll definitely do moving forward. But yeah, overall, if we can have that commitment to defense and also generate that many chances, I like our game.
Do you feel that was better? Because I know Lindy said in the California trip he thought that was slipping a little bit, getting guys to the net. Do you think at least improved in that game?
Yeah, definitely. It was a step in the right direction. But like I said, it can always be better. We looked at some stuff that we can improve on, and I think we'll definitely execute it moving forward.
I know you only played 1 year in Vancouver, and you've done it before. You went back to Pittsburgh, when you had played a number of years there. Is it weird to play against old teammates?
Yeah, it's a little weird at first, but I've done it enough times now. It's just, part of how this league works. And honestly, it's a lot of fun. It gives you a little bit extra energy seeing familiar faces on the other side.
What was your year in Vancouver like?
Overall, it was great. It got off to a really hot start. I went there the day before the season, really didn't know what to expect, and everything clicked for me individually and as a team, and we just kind of took off, and so had a lot of success. It was a fun year. Really enjoyed playing with those guys, and obviously could have gone either way in the playoffs there, but overall, awesome experience, and something I'll always remember is just that building in the playoffs, one of the loudest I've ever seen.
I know it's hard to go to a new place, but how difficult is it to walk in the day before the season and get to know new guys?
Yeah, I knew a few guys I had played with in Pittsburgh in years past, so honestly, there are a lot of familiar faces, and those guys were great, made my transition really easy.
You know them. What can we expect from them from the game on Friday?
They play hard, all over the ice, offensively, defensively. It's going to be a pretty predictable game from them, getting pucks low to high, and they're going to be going hard to the net. That's how they generate a lot of their offense, and obviously Talkett has those guys playing hard every single night.
You know what Thatcher Demko meant to them last year. He's been hurt for most of this year. Are you surprised they're doing what they're being able to do without him?
Yeah, he was definitely a huge backbone of our team last year, so hope he's back healthy. Tough seeing him out, but hope he's back soon. But I think it just goes to show, the system they have there and the way they play. leads to success no matter who's in the lineup.
I know I'm talking to a good American boy. Have you always celebrated Thanksgiving? Has it been a big time in your family?
Yeah, huge time. It's probably one of my favorite holidays, top two for sure. And looking forward to a nice day. I got my dad in town, and he's taking care of the turkey right now as we speak, so I hope he can handle that. And I'm going to rush home and try to help him out.